next interview?
Now it's 8:52 and five bosses at the owners of British Gas have shared a £16.4 million payout, of course. It's tough news to swallow as families across London face soaring bills, according to some commentators, and the General Secretary at the TUC, Francis O'Grady, has condemned the bonuses as, and I quote, insensitive beyond belief. Freezing temperatures are set to continue, and that, of course, will only increase costs for already struggling Londoners. Joining us now is Seth Friedman. He worked in the gas market, setting the prices, dealing with traders all day, every day, and he was also a whistleblower on alleged price fixing in the wholesale gas market. An investigation, of course, that is still ongoing, and he joins us now. Good morning, Seth.
Hi, good morning.
What do you make of these bonuses?
I think, unfortunately, it's inevitable if you've got utilities in the hands of the free market rather than nationalised. This is going to happen year after year, and there's shareholders are happy with it, and it's not really up to the retail customers to say anything other than pay their bills.
I mean, that's the thing, because energy prices are monitored, or are meant to be monitored, and of course shareholders want a good return, a good dividend.
Exactly, and if they weren't getting a good dividend, and if they weren't paying top money for the top kind of bosses like Sam Laidlaw and so on, then they'd have a problem with it. And it's retail customers just don't have a say while this is in private hands.
Yeah. Now, we've spoken to Labour MPs about this since they've been in opposition, admittedly, and they say they want more transparency in the market, and the sense seemed to be that they want to clamp down or limit or reduce these bonuses. Is that your take on things?
It is my take. I've met with people like Caroline Flint and other Labour politicians who talk a great talk in opposition, but when it comes to putting this into practice, having more transparent wholesale markets, having a tougher regulator, it's hard to see how they're going to take on the likes of the Big Six in actually enacting this.
Now, when we look at the market, I mean, we had that kind of spike in price recently because there was a problem in, I think, is it Belgium or somewhere?
There was a problem with the pipeline connecting Britain to Belgium, yeah.
But again, at the time, we had people commenting saying, you know, well, actually, how come that would affect things so sharply when normally you'd look at the, you know, we kind of know the amount of gas we need in this country and you kind of know the profit they're going to make on it. So a little blip like that shouldn't affect it. Why did that make such a difference?
I think it's sentiment, basically. Like in the stock market or other areas of the commodity market, if people are panicked about future supplies, then the supply and demand equation comes into play, and actually people just get panicked. The traders, that is, not the retail customers. So that moves the price up.
Now, again, it's quite a very complicated area, this whole idea of gas supply. And there's been debate recently in the papers. In fact, the Times Letters page is full of it today about why we don't do our own domestic, and I think they call it shale fracking. Is that right? We're importing shale gas from the United States. And yet 30 years ago or thereabouts, the Imperial College here in London identified that we've got shale gas reserves. Why don't we tap into that?
I think it's still a very politically sensitive area in England, especially because there's a dense populations around these areas where they think the reserves are. And so whenever there have been earth tremors, I think near Blackpool, when they've done initial drilling, the sort of panic and the public anger that it causes has been enough to make the government have a moratorium over fracking in the meantime.
Thank you very much for joining us. Seth Friedman there, who worked in the gas market, then was a whistleblower on alleged price fixing. That investigation still ongoing. It's 8:55.